Now, the PM General Election 2015, Chris Mason Desk of Election News with Chris Mason. Tonight, with Chris Mason.
Yes, tis the season to launch a manifesto. One came along yesterday, that was Labour. Today, the Conservatives and the Greens did their thing. Now, even in the era prior to all this talk about coalitions, hung parliaments, no one winning, not everyone dashed down to the newsagents to buy one, but now, with the manifestos quite probably merely the negotiating documents the parties take to those secretive talks in Whitehall 3 weeks on Friday when we've all voted, have the trees died for a worthy cause? Well, let's take a look. One theme stood out when the Prime Minister published the Tory document in Swindon this morning.
The next 5 years are about turning the good news in our economy into a good life for you and your family.
Have you spotted that theme yet?
A country where a good life is there for everyone willing to work for it.
Yes, you probably have now. And yes, as you'd expect, fiscal prudence being seen to be looking after the finances is absolutely central.
How much have we got left in the bank now, Tom?
We're in the black.
Yes, but how much?
Oh, 3 pounds, sorry.
Pardon?
3 pounds.
3 what?
£3.28, actually.
Ah, terribly sorry, wrong button. I meant to play you this.
I didn't come into politics to be some sort of high-powered accountant and just balance the books. I desperately want this to be a country where children can make the most of their God-given talents, whatever their background.
But a recurring theme of this election campaign so far has been that plenty of parties have been running a mile from telling us exactly where they'll make cuts or raise taxes after the election. To borrow from Tom Good again, it's a sound that goes rather like this.
Oh, 3 pounds, sorry.
Or to put...
Oh, 3 pounds, sorry.
Into the language of Westminster.
The Prime Minister confirmed, almost in passing, that the Conservatives are looking for a budget surplus by 2018. That's only 3 years away.
Paul Johnson is from the Institute of Fiscal Studies.
To get to budget surplus by 2018 will require tens and tens of billions of pounds worth of spending cuts or tax increases. And, of course, we got no detail whatever.
As for the Green Party's manifesto, more on that here on PM in the next 15 minutes. Let's round up a few other election headlines. These manifesto launches tend to mean that rival parties go quietish for the day, save for that inevitable soundbite along the lines of the other lot's plan is rubbish. Labour's launched its manifesto for black and minority ethnic people, with pledges to introduce quotas for the civil service fast stream, a legal requirement on police forces to increase diversity, and specifically record instances of Islamophobic hate crime. Gibraltar gets its first mention on the desk of election news tonight as the Chief Minister of the island, Fabien Picardo, tells the Financial Times that if the UK voted to leave the European Union, you'll remember that the Conservatives are promising a referendum, Gibraltar would push for what he called a different degree of membership of the club. Next, to Lahore, Pakistan, and the congregation of the Royal Disciple Christian Church there. They're praying for UKIP to have great results in the election. Pastor Francis Bashir is quoted on the Breitbart website, saying that he backs UKIP because the party stands up for Christian culture and values and people from the Commonwealth. Finally tonight, on the theory that when you think you've over-egged something, just crack in another free-range one, to be sure. The desk concludes with a brief trip back to Swindon and that Conservative manifesto launch. And this question from The Guardian's Nick Watt.
Do you and Samantha Cameron, do you see yourselves as the Tom and Barbara of Britain or the Jerry and Margot?
I will... thank you very much, Nick. I'll leave that for Samantha to tell me privately later.